Ever feel like you're just drowning in health information these days? It's like one minute you're reading about some new fitness thing you have to try, and then the next you're like bombarded with ads for supplements, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot, and it's easy to forget what's actually important.
Right.
So, in all that noise, we often forget about the kind of cornerstone of a healthy life,
Yeah.
a good primary care physician.
Absolutely.
Now, I know some people are probably thinking, PCPs, those are just for yearly checkups.
Right.
Well, you know, you have a cold.
Yeah.
But get ready for some really interesting stuff, because this deep dive into primary care, I think it revealed some surprising truths about how important they really are today.
For sure.
So let's start with the basics. What does a primary care provider even look like now? It's not just doctors in white coats, is it?
No, not at all. Primary care provider can be a lot of different professionals. It can be doctors, it can be nurse practitioners, physician assistants. It really depends on, you and where you live and what you need. But the main thing is they're your main healthcare contact. So it's the person you go to first for, well, pretty much any health concern. I like to think of them like the general contractor for your health.
Okay, so they're overseeing the whole project.
Exactly. Overseeing the entire
They're
project.
managing everything.
Yes. So they're looking at your overall health. They're handling your routine care. And if they need to, they'll bring in a specialist.
So that'd be like bringing in the subcontractors.
Exactly. Like if you need a cardiologist or a dermatologist.
So it's all about having someone who sees the whole picture of your health,
Yes.
not just treating one symptom at a time.
That's right.
And this exploration really, I think, made it clear how important that is, especially when we talk about continuity of care.
Yes, absolutely.
Because, you know, when you have a PCP, you have someone who actually knows
Yeah,
your medical history.
that's right.
They know, you know, your lifestyle, your family background.
They know the context of your health, which is so important when you're making decisions.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And, you don't really get that when you're bouncing around from specialist to specialist.
Right, they're just focused on their one little area.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's so interesting. It's like having a personal health advocate,
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
someone in your corner.
Helping you figure it all out. And this exploration really opened my eyes to what PCPs really do. Because I think a lot of times we think of them just for those annual checkups. But they do so much more.
So much more,
Right?
right?
I was surprised.
Yeah. Like what?
They manage chronic conditions like diabetes,
Oh, yeah. All the time.
heart disease, mental health.
Absolutely.
They can even help you figure out your health insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Right. And that's a lot. So I'm sure some people listening are thinking, okay, but do PCPs really make that much of a difference?
Fair question.
Yeah. But, you know, I was really surprised to learn that having access to a PCP is linked to lower mortality rates.
It's true. There are studies. Yeah, they've actually shown that it can be just as important as living in an area with 20% less air pollution.
Wow. That's a lot.
It is.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
So we're not just talking about convenience here
No.
or saving a couple of bucks on a doctor's visit.
Right.
We're talking about how long and how well people live.
Exactly. And it just shows how important that relationship you build with your PCP really is.
It makes you wonder why we don't hear more about this.
I know, right?
It's pretty amazing. But okay, let's talk about the future,
Okay.
because primary care is changing in some really interesting ways.
For sure.
What stood out to you?
Well, I think what's really interesting is how technology is changing how we interact with our doctors. Like, telehealth is huge now. You can literally talk to your PCP from your couch.
No more battling traffic to get to the doctor's office.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Especially for people who have a hard time getting
Yeah,
around.
or people who live in more rural areas.
Exactly. And it's not just virtual appointments either.
Oh.
We're talking about remote monitoring for like chronic conditions,
Okay.
personalized medicine that's actually tailored to your genes,
Wow.
even a bigger focus on what's called social determinants of health.
Social determinants of health. I'm not familiar with that. What does that even mean?
So it's basically the idea that things like where you live, like your actual environment, if you have access to healthy food, what kind of social support network you have.
I see.
All of that can have just as big of an impact on your health as, any medical treatment.
So our environment, our lifestyle, it's just as important as our biology.
Exactly. And PCPs are really starting to pay more attention to those things now.
That makes sense.
Because it's all connected.
Yeah.
They're realizing that if you really want to help someone, you have to look at the whole picture.
Not just treat the symptoms, but like address the root causes as much as possible.
Exactly.
So we're moving towards a more holistic, more personalized approach.
Exactly.
And PCPs are kind of leading the way there.
They're the perfect people for that.
Because they're the ones who really get to know their patients over time.
Yeah. They can help people navigate the healthcare system, but also all those other factors that we were just talking about.
Right. And it's not just about what the doctor knows.
Yeah.
It's about giving people the tools to take care of their own health, too.
Absolutely. It's about empowering people.
It's like we're moving away from this transactional view of healthcare.
Right.
Where you only go to the doctor when you're already sick.
It's more about prevention now.
And it sounds like PCPs are a big part of that shift.
Absolutely. They are really essential.
Yeah, it seems like it. This has been really eye-opening.
It is fascinating.
Like, I went into this thinking PCPs were kind of, you know,
yeah,
basic.
Yeah.
But there's so much more to it than I realized.
Right. It's way more interesting than people think.
It's like we're finally realizing that, you know, keeping people healthy is about more than just treating them when they're sick.
Exactly.
It's about, like, actively helping them stay well in the first place.
Yeah, it's a total shift in how we think about healthcare.
And that's really what this whole deep dive has been about, right?
I think so.
It's about changing how we think about primary care. Because, you know, it's not just about going to the doctor when you have to.
Yeah.
It's about, like, investing in your long-term health.
And finding a doctor who you really trust.
Exactly.
Someone who you can partner with.
And I think that's a really important point.
Yeah.
Because a good PCP is so much more than just someone who gives you a checkup once a year.
Right.
They can be such a valuable guide.
Absolutely.
Especially with how complicated healthcare can be these days.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, as we wrap up here, I want to leave you with something to think about.
Okay.
If you could design your, like, ideal healthcare experience, what role would your PCP play in that?
That's a great question.
Because I think at the end of the day, you know, we all want a healthcare system that actually works for us.
Absolutely.
And finding a PCP who, you know, gets you.
Yeah.
Who understands your health goals. That's a huge step in the right direction.
I think so, too.
So, yeah, that's something to think about.